You want to make money? Build confidence in yourself. Learn how to love the fucking shit out of yourself. Overcome your past. That's how you'll make more money. As you become better, you start to attract better. You want to earn more? Become more. How do you become more? Work on yourself. It's not fucking rocket science. I'm just here telling you what happened. Because once upon a time, I was fucking broke and I was on government benefits and I got scammed over $100,000. And then my dad said to me, Luke, what about the money? How are you going to get the money back? And I said, fuck the money, Dad. I don't need the money. I am the fucking money. Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's amazing to be here with you guys. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm freaking excited. I've had a great sleep. I'm pumped for the day. I'm ready and looking forward to spending some quality, precious time with you guys today on this Luke Mind Power Podcast episode. I believe that we all have so much power and greatness within us, but because of the lack of positive energy in our life, the wrong people in our life, the past, the lack of work that we haven't done on ourselves, our environments, we're not prospering. And I believe that we're all born to prosper. I believe that we're all born for a reason. Everyone has a gift, a light, positive energy. And if we take the time to nurture ourselves and to love ourselves and to appreciate ourselves and to fill ourselves up with positive vibrations and unconditional love and nurture our inner childs and nurture the past and nurture the fear and the doubt and become aware of how powerful your actual mind is, then you will start to live your dreams, not your fears. I think the hardest thing here, guys, is just the process. You know, it's like the first couple of months and then the next 6 months and then the next 12 months and realizing that, you know, when you've lived a life for, let's say, you know, 30, 40, 50 years and you've been conditioned a specific way and then you decide, well, it's time to change. One of my clients started this journey with me on my 20-week program, 74. And if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. I'm not going to mention any names or anything. But 74, she decided, hey, you know what? I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to heal. You know, I've got work to do on myself. Like, I'm inspired by that simply because you have to come to a realization that it's never too late. You have a choice. If you, let's just say you've got, let's say you got 15 years left. Let's say your life is going to expire by 90. So you got a choice. You go, okay, should I live and settle with the life that I've lived and who I've become and how I think and how I feel? If you're not happy, for example. Of course, if you're happy, well, fuck, then great, fantastic. You don't have to think about that shit. But if you're depressed and you're fucking unhappy and like you're living in this really state of anxious anxiety, fear and unhappiness, and you know that you've got another 15 years left, wouldn't you want to do something about that? Or would you just want to live in that perpetual state of suffering? Up to you. So anyway, with whom you surround yourself with is whom you become. Surround yourself with me, my team, our amazing community. Guess what? You're going to become successful. Stick around. It's as simple as that. I don't know how much more I can fucking say other than if you do this, you're never going to be the same again. But you have to be ready for the fact that what you're going to do is you're actually evolving and the life that you've been living thus far is going to just be a memory. That's the truth. When you start doing this work, you got to understand, once you start, you're going up. When you learn to love yourself, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? You have the courage and the will and the power to go back and process your trauma, process your insecurities, heal your past. Because without that love within yourself, when you haven't got that strong relationship, guess where you're living in? Fear, shame. I'm afraid of what people are going to think of me. I can't expose the truth because the truth hurts so much. You have to have that power within yourself. Love the shit out of yourself, man. When you learn to love the shit out of yourself, you will live your dreams, not your fears, and you will not let the past control you, which what happens then when you're in a safe environment, Dr. Gabor Mate talks about this, vulnerability. In order for you to heal, you have to be vulnerable. In order for you to be vulnerable, you have to feel safe. In order for you to feel safe, you have to feel heard, loved, supported, encouraged. That's exactly what my program entails and holds. So if you're someone that's sitting on the fence, you've been watching my podcast, you've been listening to my content, and you're like, fuck, how do I get help? Some of you guys don't even know you can reach out to me. Guess what I want you to do? Go to Instagram or Facebook, wherever you're watching right now, and just type the word start, S-T-A-R-T. And my team will see the messages and will know that you're ready to take action. All you got to do is send me a message, write the word start S-T-A-R-T. Go to Instagram, go to Facebook, say, I'm fucking done, Luke. I'm ready to grow. Don't ask me any more questions. Get me on a call with your team because I'm fucking ready to transform my life. If you're not ready yet, that's fine. Keep listening to my podcast because I'm going to keep motivating you, keep inspiring you, and keep helping you moving forward in your life. You know, when you do work on your personal development, it's your personal development. It's not just your mind, body, spirit. It's your energy which changes the vibration, which changes the way that your body functions. Many of us are in a dysfunctional state. We're in such a low vibration, which is why we are prone to dis-ease. When your body is in a state of dis-ease, it is prone to then activating cancer, activating diseases in your body, getting sick. And one thing I'll share with you as well, guys, one thing that happens when you start to do this, and because I've worked with so many people, this is the one thing I see that happens. When you start working on yourself, whether it's private coaching, whether it's in our group coaching, you get sick. And I've noticed this has happened with many of my clients. They get sick. As soon as they start working on themselves, they get sick. And I'm like, that's okay. I say, your body is purging. Your body is purging the negative energy. You've consciously made an intention, a choice, a decision to go, fuck, I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to think differently. I'm ready to become someone I've never been before. All of a sudden, your mind has this new way of thinking and it changes your state. And so automatically, your body listens to that and it goes, okay, I need to get sick. I need to purge some shit. And I go, hey, it's okay. Don't worry, just trust the process. Go through this next week and a half of you not feeling the best. You're purging all the negative energy. It's not all of it because there's fucking heaps. If you think about the amount of depression, trauma, shit that we've been through, expect that there's a lot of purging. There's a lot of crying. There's a lot of emotion that needs to be released, you know, which is what we, most of us hold on to. And especially if you are a fucking king, if you're a man, right? If you're a bloke and you're ready to transform your life, bro, I got an amazing community for you of fucking kings that are doing this work and transforming their life. And I'm shouting out to all the kings out there, all the men out there that are sitting on the fence and that are like, oh, I love listening to Luke. I love listening to his podcast. He's so this and that. And you're sitting there and you're contemplating whether or not you should work on yourself. If you're sitting there thinking about that, that's a sign that you're ready for action. That's a sign that you're like, you know what? I think I need to do this. So if you're a king, if you're a bloke and you're ready for transformation, you're ready to actually open your heart up and fucking start being a powerful, powerful king that you were born to be, send me a direct message and write the word start, because we need fucking more of you to come forward and start healing and changing. You know, it took me a while. I was fucking toxic in the past. I was manipulative. I wasn't the fucking best fucking boyfriend to have. I wasn't the fucking most honest, you know, and I did my fair share of bullshit. And I fucking became aware of it. And I thought to myself, hang on a second. If that was my sister, would I want her to be treated like that? If that was my niece, would I want some other bloke to be treating my niece like that? Fuck no. But that was my own insecurities. When you have pain within yourself, you give pain to other people because that's all you have. You can't give what you don't have. Hurt people hurt people. I was fucking hurt. You know, I was broken within myself. So I didn't give a fuck about her feelings. It was all about my ego. It was all about me. It was about me fueling myself, me making myself feel fucking good. Many men were still broken, were still hurt. And so what are we doing? We don't give a fuck about them. You know, it's all about our fucking self-righteousness. You know, fuck her and her feelings. Yes, yes. Yeah, you're listening to this and you can resonate with what I'm fucking talking about because that's how I was, very unconscious. And I had no fucking love for myself. I had no fucking self-compassion. I could not look in the mirror myself and fucking appreciate myself. I was just judging myself. And when you judge yourself, you judge others. So that's why helping you heal the relationship with yourself, you're going to change the world. And then what happens is you ain't going to settle for less just because you're too impatient to wait for better. You ain't going to settle for less just because it's available. So many of us are settling for relationships that are not even good for us. Male or female. Why? Because we're afraid, oh, I'm getting older, you know, so we settle. It's like, man, when you start this journey, guys, it is the bliss. It is a phenomenal, because when you have that love within yourself and you grow and you respect yourself, you don't allow yourself to go into relationships or environments where people cannot appreciate and respect you for the person you are. You do not lower your standards. It's the fucking best. You know, you don't sit there trying to chase and trying to like, you know, oh, I need to be loved, or I need that validation, or I need to be approved, or I need that connection. No, you don't settle until you attract that which complements your life, that which values you, that which appreciates you. And that's the power of growing. Many of us, because of abandonment, we've been neglected, we haven't been loved enough, we haven't been supported, we were not nurtured. The natural inclination of a child is to be loved, is to be included. Many of us, we were not included. Many of our parents were busy. Many of our parents were traumatized themselves. You can consciously reparent yourself. So many of us are not happy with our financial situation, not realizing that your financial situation is because of your personal development, your lack of confidence, your fear. You want to make money? Build confidence in yourself. Learn how to love the fucking shit out of yourself. Overcome your past. That's how you'll make more money. As you become better, you start to attract better. You want to earn more? Become more. How do you become more? Work on yourself. It's not fucking rocket science. I'm just here telling you what happened. Because once upon a time, I was fucking broke. And I was on government benefits. And I got scammed over $100,000. And then my dad said to me, Luke, what about the money? How are you going to get the money back? And I said, fuck the money, Dad. I don't need the money. I am the fucking money. So many of us are chasing shit, man. Don't chase. Attract. Become the money. You are the money. Stop chasing it. So many of us are fucking chasing shit. You don't need to chase it. You need to become it. When you become it, it comes to you. So once you understand this concept, you might not get it straight away, but that's why I say that your personal development and working on yourself is not just about healing. It's about becoming successful with inner peace. It's about attracting more abundance, making more money, surrounding yourself with amazing people, and being conscious. Is this good for me or not? You got to fight your way. Why do you see me dancing all the time? That's another thing, actually, guys. Before I move forward, I got to share this with you. Dancing. Like, I incorporate dancing into my coaching. So when we go live on our group coaching sessions, I'm fucking dancing. I've got the music pumping. I got my fucking speaker on, you know, and we're doing our coaching and I got the music on and we're all dancing. Everybody on Zoom, I get everyone to get up and we're dancing. Why? Because dancing heals. And I've only become more aware of this as time has gone on that, like, what do I do on social media? I fucking dance. But because of that, most people that watch me, they don't even know that I'm a coach. They don't know that I'm helping people. Some people have just thought I'm this guy on social media that dances. I'm a fucking life coach. I help you overcome your depression and fucking come off your antidepressants. Like one of my clients from the UK, Gemma, you're fucking amazing. After 20 years, she decided after doing my program, she's like, I'm going to slowly come off this fucking antidepressant shit that I've been taking for 20 years. And she did it. And now she's posting videos on social media with her daughter, fucking dancing, being happy and in this fucking positive state, like reclaiming her power. It's like, you know, that's the gift. You know, that's why my life is so fulfilling, because I'm helping people overcome this bullshit, toxic lifestyle, you know, being stuck in the system. Yeah, go take your fucking medication so you can pay the bloody big, you know what I'm talking about. The powers that be, right? You know, they just make money off sick people. Keep taking those fucking medications. You know, our job is to fight back and is to reclaim our health. And it's very hard to reclaim your health if you're not releasing that energy. If that energy is trapped within yourself, your body can't function. It's in a state of dysfunction. A lot of the trauma that we've experienced has created a disassociation, right? We're in a disassociated state. We're not even our true authentic self. We're living in so much fear. We've got so much trapped energy that we can't even be ourselves. It's fucking tight. Some of us are fucking shaking and scared and in having constant fucking convulsions and panic attacks and shit because of the trapped energy. You think I don't know shit, man? I'm fucking talking to you, man. You know, fucking, you're sitting here going, damn, fucking, how does he know all this stuff? I'm like, man, we're living in a freaking very technologically advanced time and it's up to you to do your research. But not only that, I've gone through my own shit. And so processing my own emotional trauma and what I went through when I was a child, that's where my work comes from. I'm not perfect. I still get triggered, you know, and it pisses me off. You know, I still have to have uncomfortable conversations. You know, I still have to stand up for myself. I still have to speak my truth even when I'm nervous, even when my voice shakes. I'm not perfect. And I don't want to be perfect. This is the whole journey of fulfillment, of reclaiming my life, you know, not conforming. You know, not settling for less. It's just being open that this is a journey. And I'm not afraid to live it. No matter how life evolves, I'm not afraid to live it. I'm here to face it. You know, I'm going to challenge my fears. I'm going to face life head on. I'm just here to be the example, and I think I'm being a fucking good one, you know. And not everybody's going to agree with me, and that's okay. The most important thing, guys, that you have to become aware of is that people won't accept you, people will judge you, and people won't agree with you, and that's fine. As long as you are the one that's in control of what you agree with, how you define yourself, and the opinion of yourself matters the most. Not the opinions of other people, because they're not living your life, they're not in your body, they haven't felt what you felt, they haven't been through what you've been through, and we keep giving the power away to, well, you know, yeah, I think they're right, you know, because they're telling me to do this. Yeah, but they haven't lived in your body, they haven't fucking felt your pain, they haven't been triggered like you've been triggered, they haven't been through the shit that you've been through, they haven't been, that you got, how you got treated, they haven't felt that. It's like, oh yeah, nah, okay, I'll listen to them. You know, you don't have that worth and confidence in yourself, and that's why when you do this work, what happens? You become a stronger, more confident person in yourself. You start to level up and you start to feel energy, good energy, and you start to pay attention to the conversations people are having. And is it complementing my life? Is it valuable? Is it positive? Or is it unhealthy? Is it not uplifting me? You know, is it bringing me peace? And I love this. If peace is not where you're at, leave. Like if you're in a relationship right now and it's not peaceful, fuck. And I know you'll say, well, but I've got kids. And it's like, well, that's even more reason why you should fucking leave, because you're not the best version of yourself. And if you're not the best version of yourself, you can't be the best for your kids. And that means your kids are fucking missing out. And that's shit, you know? Why would you want to raise kids, you not being the best version of yourself? Well, because I want them to have a mother and a father. What? And you being fucking depressed and fucking unhappy and not peaceful and not the best version of yourself just so they can have two parents, you know? And I think that, yeah, this is the hard part, I guess, in relationships, in marriages, in you know, when you have children involved, that the children suffer most of the time. And I think we're definitely getting to a better place of self-awareness, of realizing that, you know, hey, we can't do this. Like, it's either a healthy environment or if it's not, you got to change it. End of the day, the truth is, right, I thought about this. What does a child need? A child needs love, man. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It needs love and safety, okay? And when you're able to create that for a child, the child is healthy. The child needs love, acceptance. It needs to feel included. It needs to feel supported. It needs to feel that connection. So many of us didn't have that. So if we didn't have it, how do we get it? If you didn't feel loved, if you never had that support, if you were ostracized or if you were neglected or abandoned when you were a child, you didn't receive that love. We have to reparent ourselves. But guess what? Inside this space, in the community, there is an abundance of love. Not only from myself and my team, but from everybody that's joining and doing the work. So when you experience this kind of love, what is it replacing? It's replacing the love you never got when you were a kid. So many people start working with us, and within the first 2 weeks, they cannot believe the people that are supporting them and the love that they're getting, because it's so foreign. And I heard it. I'm like, yeah, I know, I get it. People don't believe that they are receiving. They're not, because we're not used to it. What's familiar is not receiving love. What's familiar is feeling abandoned, neglected, not supported, not encouraged. That's familiar. So you come into this space, and all of a sudden, everyone's like, I believe in you. You're amazing. You're powerful. Thank you for having the courage to show up. We love you. Don't give up. We're here with you all the way. All of a sudden, you start feeling this love and this connection. And it's so foreign to you that you start doubting yourself and you start questioning if this is actually real. I know, it's crazy. I'm just sharing this because this is what my clients tell me. This is how I felt when I first started working with you, that I felt that this was fake. This wasn't real. And then as time went on, you started to realize that this is real. We are real humans. We're real community. We are real people showing up on coaching sessions, loving each other, supporting each other. You want to know how to heal the world? Love yourself. And love people around you that are in a good environment, you know? And this is how we lift each other up. That's why I say the strongest emotion we can feel is love. And when we feel that love within ourselves, what do? We can give it away because we give it to ourselves. You can't give what you don't have. So when you fill your cup and you fill yourself up so much with love, guess what? Now you can give it. Now you can share it. But make sure that you take care of you first. Put yourself first. Pour into yourself. Make sure that you are overflowing with love so that when you give, you don't give from an empty cup. You don't pour all yourself out. You're actually pouring from your overflow, which is basically what I'm doing, guys. I saved my life. I saved me. Yeah, I had to lose things. I had to let things go. I had to stop being I had to stop surrounding myself with people. And I had to surround myself with me. I had to go on my journey of self-discovery, go on this journey of development, go on this journey of becoming aware of my emotions and becoming emotionally intelligent, understanding my story, my abuse, my pain, my emotional trauma, the things that I went through as a child. Then, guess what? Process that, heal from that, overcome that, talk about it, express myself. Everything that you reveal, you heal. We want to be included, right? We want to feel like people appreciate us. When really, the truth is, we need to appreciate ourselves. When you appreciate yourself, you don't go out there and seek it. You don't go out there and go, hey, here you go. I'd love to give this to you so that you receive that external validation or gratification. Oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. You're so amazing. Thank you so much. And you're like, yeah, I gave you that. That was me. I gave you my energy. Right? There you go. Oh, so I'm validated now. Oh, they like me. Yes, I keep giving to them. They like me. Yes. So basically, your validation and the way that you feel about yourself is reliant on something outside of yourself. And that's something that I've had to learn myself, is that my responsibility is not to be reliant on external energy to make me feel like I am enough. I'm fucking enough because I choose to be enough. I'm enough because I choose to have a relationship with myself. I'm enough because I fucking say I'm enough. I'm enough because I realize that my life is dependent on the work that I do for myself, how I program my mind, how I think about myself, and I ain't giving my power away to someone else to decide how I'm going to feel about who it is that I am. And your enoughness also comes from the work that you do in the world. You know, you can't sit here and go, I'm enough, but you're not living in your purpose and you're just sitting around, lounging around, not achieving your goals, not making progress, not moving forward. And you're like, but I don't feel enough. I'm just telling myself that I'm enough. I'm enough. I'm enough. Well, what are you doing with your life? You know, are you living a fulfilled life? Are you doing something that's fulfilling more than being a parent? Don't get it twisted. Don't be ignorant. Yeah, but I'm a parent and I feel fulfilled because I'm raised. What else are you doing? There's a fucking purpose in you. There's a greatness in you. There's a fucking magic in you. There's a miracle in you that has not surfaced yet. So don't be ignorant and say, oh, but I'm a parent and that's my purpose. Bullshit. There's more in you that you don't know about yet. And all that's required is a little bit of TLC, tender loving care for yourself. Little bit more attention. Little bit more of you looking at in yourself at the mirror and going, you know what? You do so much for everybody else. You're such an amazing parent. But I'm going to give you 1 hour a day to start working on yourself. I'm going to give you 1 hour a day to start giving yourself a little bit more time. Focusing on your goals and your dreams. Believing in yourself a little bit more. Time is of the essence and time will keep flying. And it's interesting because, you know, we do think that we have a lot of time, but man, it was just January. I was in bloody Sydney. I was doing my event, Unlock Your Greatness. And all of a sudden, 3 months later, 6 months later, 12 months later, it's like, where the fuck is the time going? And it's like, it doesn't give a shit about you, bro. It's not fucking going. Oh, it's not going. Oh, you're fucking depressed. Oh my gosh. You're unhappy. Oh, you don't believe in yourself. Oh my gosh. No. Oh, you know, poor you. You're not making any progress. Okay, I'm going to stop the clock. Until you're fucking ready, I'm going to stop the clock. Bonk. And then when you're ready to start, I'll start the time again. Eh? Okay? So because you're not ready right now, I'm going to stop time. Just for you. And then when you start feeling better, let me know. All right, let me know. And then we'll start again. All right? And then we can keep going, yeah? So we can make sure that you don't waste any time. Because that's not fair. We don't want you to waste time, you know? Ladies and gentlemen. Puknisha. Like, wake up, man. Knock yourself around a bit, you know? because that's the bullshit that most people think, you know, I've got plenty of time. Yeah, and then you wake up one day and you're living in regret because you're like, fucking hell, man, where did life go? Where did the time go? And it's up to you to, you know, this journey is not about achieving a level of success where you're just like, I've made it. I'm on the top of the mountain. I'm feeling amazing. Yes, I persevered and everything's extraordinary now. Nah, man, it's about every day because this is all you have. You haven't got in fucking 12 months time because you don't know if you're going to be alive then. It's about what am I doing today? How am I moving forward today? How much progress am I making today? What am I doing today that's purposeful, that's intentional, that's positive? That am I growing or am I just waiting to fucking die? Many of us are just waiting to die. Am I growing? Am I feel it, man? You can feel it within yourself. Am I making progress? What's next? What am I working on? What's changing? What you're not changing, you are choosing. I'll say that again. What you are not changing, you're choosing. If you're not changing something that you know is unhealthy for you, that doesn't complement your life, doesn't add value to your life, doesn't bring you peace, you're choosing that. Now, some of you may say, well, yeah, but this is the situation. And I'm like, yeah. If you keep thinking a specific way, you are right. And you can say, yeah, but this is the situation. I'm like, yeah, but what kind of situation do you want? Where do you want to be? I know that things don't change just by chance. Just by chance, things are going to change for you. Don't worry. Just you wake up one day and in 3 months' time, you wake up and everything will be satsu. Everything will be good. It's like you wake up 3 months later, fucking still shit. Things haven't changed. I'm still in the same place. Things change when you have a goal, when you set a deadline, when you say, we're going to work on this, and the only apology is changed behavior, if you're in a relationship. Someone keeps saying, I'm sorry, I promise I won't do that again, I promise I won't, but they keep just apologizing and they're not changing their behavior. Well, that's a clear indication that they have unconscious, toxic, destructive, habitual habits that they are not working on, not overcoming, hence why they are so programmed and wired to continue to just be on repeat. Many of us are doing that. We're in this cyclical, vicious cycle of doing and thinking the same, being the same. The only thing that we know how to do is say sorry, 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 but really that's all fluff, when really what's required is to actually break the cycle, to work on yourself, to change your habits, to change the way you're doing things, change the way you're thinking. Because when you start to think differently, you start to act differently, you start to become differently, you start to believe differently, and life changes and evolves. So you have to become aware of that. And that's why I say, man, you can be not where you want to be right now, which is exactly where you're supposed to be. Because before you get unstuck, you have to be stuck. If you feel so lost and at rock bottom, that's great, because that's where you're supposed to be. Before you get off the floor and you're not at rock bottom anymore, you got to be at rock bottom. To go, well, I'm at rock bottom, I'm fucked, it's a shit fucking place, I'm not happy, I'm anxious, I'm depressed, I'm having panic attacks all the time, I'm in a fucking unhealthy relationship, I've got myself stuck into this situation right now, this debacle. My debacle, fucking weird word. Is that even a word? March to April 2021. I love my parents. Mum and Dad, I love you guys. Thanks for helping me grow. April 2021, October 2021. That was when I started my 20-week program, which was first a 6-week program. But after like people started doing the work, I was like, no, 6 weeks too short. It needs to be 20 weeks. So I changed it. But from April to October, I was working in my bedroom at my parents' house. I didn't even have a desk. I had a freaking, like, a credence, like a fucking, what do you call it? Like a cabinet. It's a cabinet. I had a fucking laptop and I had the cabinet. And fucking teddy bears and shit hanging all over around the walls and shit. And as I started working, I started becoming hypersensitive to sound. I was just constantly putting together the program. I was working with my business coach. I was coaching people, you know, doing my group coaching every week. I was on Facebook, you know, sharing wisdom and letting people know who I am. Then I started becoming hypersensitive to sound. And so that became frustrating with me because I wanted to be so peaceful and focused, and I was working on my business. And then all I would hear would be my parents. And I know that one day I'm going to say, you know what, I don't want to take it for granted, you know, because one day my parents might not be here. And I'll be sitting there going, fuck, I wish I could hear my parents arguing. I wish I could hear mum and dad arguing like they were arguing when I was starting my coaching business. And I know it's just the case. It's life, you know. There's always going to be, you know, I've heard it so many times. Look, if I could have one thing, I'd just want to spend an hour with my mum or an hour with my sister. You know, whoever's passed in your life, you know, that's what we wish for. So we have to, you know, not take it for granted, you know. But again, there are sacrifices that need to be made in order for you to get to where you need to be. And some of these sacrifices are letting go of family, letting go of people in your life, letting go of environments that don't bring you peace, that don't complement your life. And so that for me was like that journey from April to October, you know, I became hypersensitive to sound, and all I could hear would be my parents talking. And they're not argue, like they're not angry, it's just how they talk. It's fucking anyway. And I just sitting there, and I just remember sitting there and being like, fucking shut up, like I'm trying to concentrate, I'm trying to focus, like be quiet. And then all I would think about would be, I can't wait to move out. I want to move out. I don't want to live here anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. And that's why I'm sharing this story, so that it can be more relatable to your concept of where you are. But it's the same thing for me. Like I did the same thing living when I moved from that. It took me 7 months to save up enough money. I had 20 grand in the bank, I remember. And I was like, shit, I can afford to rent a house. Fuck, okay. You know, and let me share this story. I want to share this because this is awesome. This is a story that I haven't actually shared with you. So you guys know Danilo. Danilo is my best friend. He also dances with me in some of my videos. He's the best DJ in the world. And he's been supporting me since day one. Okay. So when we would have these conversations, especially when I was getting scammed, that fucking 100 grand, right? In 2020, I remember talking to Danilo nearly every day, telling him about what's happening, this is happening. Because I was excited. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be successful. I'm going to be world-renowned. I'm going to be this and that. Because that's what she was telling me. She was like, Luke, we're going to do this and this. And I would be relaying all this information to Danilo. And he would be just supporting me and being excited for me, you know. Even though he wasn't living his dream yet. He was still a driver. He was a chauffeur driver. He wasn't a DJ. And all he was doing was just listening to me. I remember one conversation we had while I was living at my parents' in the garage. I'd go in the garage there late at night, probably be drinking as well because I was fucking going through this depression of losing all this money. And I remember talking to him and I said, bro, I said, you know, we've been supporting each other since 2018 when I started doing this work. And you've had my back all the time. And I remember saying to him, I said, man, like we've been really supportive over the phone, talking to each other. I said, imagine how powerful it would be if we lived together. Took, I planted the seed, you know, into his mind. And I was like, because at the time he was living with his brother, you know, and, you know, he was just doing his thing. So I said, imagine what would happen if we lived together. Basically, this is how crazy the universe is, right? And it hears you, you know, God hears you. And so I'm ready to move out of my parents' place. I'm fucking, it's October, I've got 20 grand in the bank, I started my business, I'm like, fuck, okay, I can do this. Like I've got to get my own place. So I was actually going out to Richmond in Sydney because I wanted to live on a farm, I wanted to live off grid, I wanted to live in nature, I wanted to live away from the city. You know, I didn't want to live in a fucking high dense populated area where there's a lot of traffic and shit. I wanted nature, I wanted green, I wanted to live out there somewhere. So I went in with my dad. I remember driving, went to Richmond to have a look at this apartment or unit that I was looking at. And then the same day I got a phone call from Danilo. And he goes, hey man, he goes, we just got a call from the real estate agent. And they told us that the owner is trying to sell the apartment that we're living in and they want us to move out. And I was like, whoa, fuck, really? I was like, shit. And he goes, so if you want to move in together or if you want to find a place, like I'm down, you know? And I was like, fuck, all right, cool. So what happened then? Man, I was on the fucking real estate websites and shit looking for houses because I was like, well, me and Danilo are going to live together so we can pay half the rent each, you know, and we'll get a fucking 5-bedroom house, you know? So we found a place near Picton in Sydney, and that's how I met Josie. Shout out to you, Josie, if you're listening. You're amazing. Love you. She was at Unlock Your Greatness in Sydney, and she is the owner of Luna Wellness in Picton. Go and see Josie. She's fucking amazing. She's got a aesthetics clinic and a massage and wellness. But before she was at City Cave, and when I moved down to Picton, I would go every Wednesday to see Josie because she was like my therapist, you know. And we would talk for like an hour, and then I would have a sauna. And she would look after me there because she had a sauna, massage, and like float baths and stuff like that. But living there with Danilo, I lived with him for 12 months. And what did we do? We went through some healing together as well. It was crazy. Like, we weren't perfect. We were still growing. We were still, you know, we weren't the best versions of ourselves. We were still having, you know, we're still drinking here and there, you know. And we were still, you know, hurting. We still weren't like as powerful as we are now. But living together, we had many opportunities for us to communicate, for us to face our triggers. I remember there was moments where I had to communicate with him because he did something and I had to talk to him about it. And because you're living together, you're in each other's faces, you know? But I got to say, like, we get along so well. We're it's a match made in heaven. We're so grateful to have a friend that we connect so well. We vibe so well. We're able to just be so open. But that only happened because in 2018, I opened up and became vulnerable to him, and I told him exactly how I felt and the way that I treated him in the past, and I apologized to him. I said sorry, and you know, I was definitely hurt, you know. And so we healed our relationship. You know, we became a lot closer and stronger. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I had to go from not being where I wanted to be to then still not being where I wanted to be, because living with Danilo, eventually 12 months into that, I was like, I want to move out. I want my freedom. I want to have my own place. So I was looking for another place to move to after that 12 months. And then I found this huge place in St. Ives in Sydney. And then I was like, you know what? Like, you know, if it's big enough, then why don't you come along, Danilo? Like, it's a fucking amazing place. So he did. And then long story short, 3 months later, I was out. I went to the Philippines. I went to visit some of my staff, my team that works there. And then I was on a call with an agent and I said, I'm moving to Dubai. Because I got to this point in 2023 where I'd been living with Danilo. I'd been, you know, helping everyone. And that's how I kind of felt. I felt like it was time for me to have my freedom. It was time for me to live in solitude. It was time for me to be with myself, you know. And that independence is liberating. And I got to that point, 2023, like March, and I was like, you know what? I'm out, man. I'm done. You know, I'm grateful to have Danilo as the best mate, and we support each other, encourage each other. But I got to this point where that time had expired and I felt it. You know, this is what happens on this journey. You feel. When you feel something, you act. You don't sit there and go, what's that feeling? Ah, so many of us, we tune in, we feel something that's wrong, but we don't take action. We don't change. We don't do what we're supposed to be doing. Where does that come from? Lack of confidence, lack of knowing yourself, doubting yourself, being too scared to make the move? You're fucking scared to live life, bro. This is your life. Fucking live it. If you feel like something needs to be changed, change it. If you feel like something's off, that's because it's fucking off. It's not off because it's just happening by accident. You know, it was the first time I moved into this big house in St. Ives in Sydney, and I hosted Christmas for the first time in my family. I was able to afford to host and pay for everything in this huge house with a swimming pool. And I always remember that, a feeling of being able to host my family, because my family has given to me so much. They have hosted and hosted and given Christmas after Easter, after celebration, after birthday, after this. Damn, for me to be able to give back to them, fuck. It was the best gift that I could be able to give to them, you know, to provide. And that's what life is about, really, you know. And to be able to do that was such a blessing. But then I got to this point where I was like, okay, you know, I've given back. And I know that's not the end. I'm fucking working on that, you know. I'm always giving back. But I'm most importantly still very aware that I have to take care of me. I have to put myself first. you know, and that's a like very delicate kind of journey. You have to learn, am I taking care of me first? Am I making sure that I'm good? Am I putting myself first all the time? Am I making sure that I'm full and overflowing before I give? You know, because don't pour from an empty cup. Don't give so much that then you're depleted and you don't have anything left for yourself. Because then you can't be your best. And if you can't be your best, then we all suffer. Because we're not getting the best version of you. Guys, it's a journey. Life is a journey. And it's worth doing the work on yourself to actually be able to live a life where you're fulfilled, where you're happy, where you embrace the challenges, where sometimes it does get stressful, but you get through it. It's just another day, you know. And someone once said, the definition of success is doing what you love and getting paid for it. And I'm doing what I love and I'm getting paid for it. And it's a fucking blessing. And if you're not doing what you love, well, then start surrounding yourself with people who are doing what they love and getting paid for it, because you become who you surround yourself with. So before I finish off today, guys, if you are someone who would like to work with me, who's looking for a life coach, who wants to overcome your depression, you want to get off your anxiety pills, you want to stop having panic attacks, you want to live your dreams, you want to overcome your PTSD, you want to overcome your fears, you want to heal your inner child, you want to overcome your insecurities and your doubts and your limiting beliefs, and you want to build superpowered confidence, you want to have self-love, you want to be able to fully accept yourself, all your imperfections, you want to be able to forgive yourself, you want to be able to heal your past, all you got to do is send me a message on Instagram or Facebook. Write the word start, S-T-A-R-T. Either myself or my team will respond to you and we'll get you on a call to connect with us so that we can learn a little bit more about you to see if you qualify and if you're the right fit for this journey. Until then, guys, I'm sending you so much love. Never give up on yourself, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace out.